From a transmitter atop Great Blue Hill, this is WGBH, live, local talk, Boston Public Radio.
This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Callie Crossley. By now, most everyone in Massachusetts knows that Barney Frank is courting Governor Patrick to be the interim senator if and when John Kerry vacates his seat to become the next Secretary of State. But someone may get in Frank's way, and that's immigration attorney Marisa DeFranco. She told the Boston Globe that she supports a petition effort aimed at lobbying Patrick to make her the interim senator if Kerry resigns. Marisa DeFranco joins me now in Studio 3. Marisa, welcome back.
Thank you, Callie. How are you?
Fine. So there is a petition by a woman named Jean Palmer.
Yes.
Who's asking for support in a petition to have you be named by Governor Patrick. You've indicated you're happy about that. And
yes.
Why? Why do you want to be interim senator?
Well, for the same reasons that I ran in the first place, and you know, basically to advocate for the people, to be someone who's really, truly an independent voice. And particularly at this time, because immigration is going to be such a hot-button issue. I'm an expert in the area. And what I'm really concerned about is that Democrats and Republicans might come up with a ruinous policy in immigration reform because no one in my party, and I haven't seen it in the Republican Party, will discuss the conjunction of immigration and trade. And so what's been happening is, like, for example, NAFTA was very bad for the Mexican economy. And what happened? We had undocumented immigration. Now we have this Trans-Pacific Pact that's being negotiated in secret. And no one is talking about how that's going. You can have the best immigration reform in the world, but if you don't have it in conjunction with real trade reform, then you're just shooting yourself in the foot.
Well, I think it's clear that immigration is probably going to come before Congress. And certainly President Barack Obama has indicated that he's going to be moving ahead on some plan to have a comprehensive plan in the end. But before we get there, we right now are up against this whole deficit.
That's right.
Big battle that's happening again just 2 months after we put to bed a little bit the fiscal cliff. There are a lot of money issues on the table. And some would say, hey, that was Barney Frank's thing. And Barney Frank has made it clear he would like to be appointed interim senator.
Well, just because it's your thing might not necessarily mean you're good at it. I mean,
I think Dodd-Frank, he means he's good at it.
I'm saying I'm critical. Dodd-Frank was not the end-all be-all. There was no criminal prosecution of the banks that got us into trouble. I mean, a lot of it was, you listen to Bill Moyers and Gretchen Morgenstern from the New York Times talk about Dodd-Frank, that it was, you know, it's fairly hollow. So it wouldn't necessarily.
This is, by the way, we should say the financial reform bill that Congressman Barney Frank was a sponsor of.
Right. So there's really, you know, there's not a lot of teeth to it as far as I can see. And who knows money issues better than someone like me who's a small business, who actually feels the repercussions of what they do in Washington. So just because you've been in Washington for 3, 4, or 5 decades, however long it's been, actually to me that says you're not an expert in money issues because you have not had to deal with the other side, for those of us who actually work for a living and feel the repercussions of what they're doing down there or what they're failing to do.
Well, I raised up Barney Frank because he's waging now a very public campaign. Governor Patrick has said he's been in discussions with many, many folks, none of whom will he name because he says that's confidential. So are you one of the people he's talked to confidentially?
No, we have not. I have put a call into his office just yesterday, in fact. But I disagree that those conversations are private because, look, if someone wants to represent the people, they should be public about it. And the governor works for us. He's our employee. So I don't think those discussions are private in the sense that, again, if people really want to be advocates for the people, I think they need to be out about it. And so that's why I did it in a public way, as a, you know, for sort of seeing how people felt about me seeking this and then contacting the governor.
I'm speaking with Marisa DeFranco. She has entered into a public campaign to ask Governor Deval Patrick to name her as the interim senator if and when John Kerry vacates his seat to become Secretary of State. Well, there's a lot of issues on the table for Governor Patrick, which is why he said he's keeping confidential the many folks. And now it sounds like a lot of people who've reached out to him because he could go any way he wants. It doesn't have to be a person who's ever served in the Senate.
No.
Doesn't have to be a lawyer. Can be an ordinary citizen.
That's right.
He has an opportunity from a political standpoint to appoint someone who could get a big jump from this for a future career.
Sure.
But he wants to make certain that it's, he said, someone who's not going to run in the special election that will become that will be happening right after this, after the interim senatorship is over.
Right.
So there's a lot of factors for him to weigh. Mm-hmm. Does he give a boost to somebody who needs a political boost but who's not going to run? Or does he look to someone who knows where all the bathrooms are, all the players are in down in Washington, and can presumably just leap right in and go forward? Or does he go with someone like you who clearly has a lot of, as you say, certain kinds of subject expertise that's valuable, and but perhaps is not on his favorite player list.
And even better if I'm not on his favorite player list, because there's no patronage charge. There's no, you know, all of the things that have been going on. Who, what, how better to prove your wisdom and your courage than to appoint someone maybe you don't necessarily, I don't know if the governor likes me or not. I mean, that's not the question. The question is whether I'm qualified and capable, and I'm pretty good with directions, so I think I can find the bathrooms and the Senate gym, apparently they have their own. But I think the most important thing is who's going to go down there in this short period of time and be ready to take the votes, discuss with people, and negotiate. Like, this whole discussion about negotiations are over, I find troubling with as far as the debt ceiling. I find troubling because, you know, as a lawyer, you don't say to the judge, well, I'm right and my side is better. So I'm not, you know, you work it out with opposing counsel and then I'm going to step out of the room. I might not, I mean, I may feel extremely, totally in the right on my position, but I still have to go stand in front of the judge every time the judge calls us forward. Are you still negotiating? Are you still negotiating? And the judge in this case is the people. So if the Democrats, you know, don't want to, if they want to stake their ground, that's fine. I'm fine with a line in the sand. But then go to the judge, go to the people, get the support of the people to not budge on that position. But you better keep going in that room and you better not take a vacation and you better be down there doing our business. Because frankly, I'm sick and tired of paying their salaries as a taxpayer and seeing nothing get done.
Well, you won't get any argument from a lot of taxpayers, I'll tell you that.
Right.
Let me point out that there are four on signon.org, four petitions to send Barney Frank, asking Governor Deval Patrick to appoint Barney Frank as the interim U.S. senator. One has as many as 8,000, more than 8,000 votes, another 940, another 34, another 24.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a completely separate petition, so that's four on signon.org, and then yet another by Progressive Change Campaign Committee.
Right.
They've got 3,200 votes and they want to get 10,000 there. So that's a number of people making a statement about Barney Frank. Now, I don't know. I couldn't find the latest number for Gene Palmer's petition on your behalf.
Oh,
do you know what it is?
We're about like around 86. It's not going to be Barney's numbers, but I'll tell you what. I did get 14,600 voters in the state that said I should be on the ballot. And I think that speaks volumes. Every single one. I don't know on those sign-on petitions how many people are from Massachusetts that are supporting Frank's petition. But every single one of my 14,000 plus signatures were Massachusetts residents saying they thought that I had the caliber to be a candidate for U.S. Senate. So
well,
those are my numbers.
Okay. So there's interesting from the, you know, sort of political nattering nabobs who are weighing in on this,
that
some people are very much on your side. And I was looking at Blue Mass Group, and one of the comments was she was denied, meaning you, Marisa DeFranco, ballot access, not by the voters, but by, and this is in bold, a minuscule number of members of the Democratic State Party at a real circus of a state convention. So here we have someone who is saying that you were forced to the side to have a more consensus support for Elizabeth Warren's candidacy. And
that's
they very
right.
much feel that and think that this is an opportunity for you to be recognized as a viable candidate in that way.
That's
so,
right. And some people will say, well, that's democracy. And I think they fundamentally misunderstand the term when they say a convention is democracy, because it's not. There's no secret. People are criticizing me for criticizing the party, but you know, please, if you can't criticize your own party, then something's wrong with our system. And 3,500 people in a room on any given Saturday is not democracy. It's not the voters. And we are one of the very few states so far. I've only found one other state that has a convention process. In other states, you get the signatures. And by the way, in other states, it's like 2,000 signatures. Mm. In Pennsylvania, twice the size that we are, it's 2,000 signatures. You're on the ballot for U.S. Senate. So our system is far from democratic in Massachusetts.
On the other hand, and I'm speaking with Marisa DeFranco, she is waging a public lobbying campaign to get Governor Deval Patrick to appoint her as interim senator if and when John Kerry takes on the job of Secretary of State. There are those who are quite annoyed with you, commenters saying you did not publicly support Elizabeth Warren. And as far as they're concerned, if there is to be party unity, that even though you were denied by this minuscule group, as according to one commenter, you should have been public about your support of Elizabeth Warren. And then that would have made some people feel very good about supporting you in this effort.
That's not a prerequisite, number one. I don't have to support anybody to represent the people. And number two, she never formally asked me for her endorsement. And where I come from, you have to ask for my vote. We did trade phone calls for several weeks over the summer, and I was the one who last left her a message. I didn't hear back from her after that. So you have to ask for it if you want it.
Okay. Is this the best way? I mean, I know you're in it now, and you didn't start it. Someone else did on your behalf. Is this the best way to make this appointment in the end, do you think? I mean, it's good for you if the people vote for you, but, I mean, is there a more dignified way, or is this dignified? Maybe it is.
I think it's very dignified. Okay. I mean, it's the essence of the democratic process. Thomas Paine, common sense, you know, say what you think and put it out there in the public realm. I don't think it's dignified to have secret, confidential, double secret conversations on the taxpayer's dime. I think it's very dignified to say, and it's honest and it's integrity. Hey, I tried before to represent the people. It didn't work out. I'm still available. I'm an expert in a very hot button and crucial issue. I'm a small business. I'm a woman. You know, there's that. And the Democratic Party keeps talking about the war on women and we need more women. So, look, Massachusetts could go from never having elected a woman to the Senate to having two.
Well, it's kind of interesting because some people have leaped ahead saying that if Senator Scott Brown, former Senator Scott Brown, were to run in the special election and win, then it would be some awkwardness with his being there with his opponent, Elizabeth Warren. Let's talk about the awkwardness of you being there in an interim basis with Elizabeth Warren. How would you be able to work with her?
Absolutely. I mean, we're all grown-ups. Like, again, like, I've worked with opposing counsel and government attorneys from the Department of Homeland Security and people I vehemently disagree with, and I don't like the way they do their job or they're incompetent at doing their job. But, you know, I still work with them and I still manage to win cases for my clients and get things done. And that's what you do. I mean, you don't have the pleasure in the real world to only work with people you like. You have to work with and get along with everybody.
So what do you think your chances are, Marisa DeFranco?
Oh, well, I don't know, somewhere between Snowball and whatever else is in that realm. But you never know. I mean, it's I think I bring a lot to the table, and Governor Patrick could do a very good thing by recognizing the fact that I was the last person standing in the last race. I talked a lot about core democratic values. I have a diverse background, not only in immigration, but civil rights, advocating for women. I represent kids in foster care, so I see a lot of what needs to be done fixed in that system. So I think it would be a very wise choice on his part.
All right. Well, Marisa DeFranco, we're watching this closely to see if Governor Patrick can be influenced by those of you, by folks on the outside. And there's a lot of petitioning and talking. And if you had your final few words for the governor right here on Boston Public Radio, what would it be?
It would be, hey, Governor Patrick, I won't hold anything in the past against you. And we can still do great things together because I will go down to Washington and every single day advocate for the people and do the right thing.
All right. You heard it here. Governor Deval Patrick, if you are listening, that was Marisa DeFranco. And she's immigration attorney. And I've been speaking with her about becoming the interim senator if John Kerry resigns, as we expect him to become the next Secretary of State. Marisa, thank you.
Thank you, Kelly, for having me.
On Monday, about 800,000 people are expected to descend on Washington, D.C. for President Obama's second inauguration. For a look ahead at next week's ceremonies and a look back at his first term, Kara Miller talks with Politico reporter Donovan Slack. That's next on Boston Public Radio. I'm Callie Crossley. This is 89.7 WGBH.